In Mexico, the fight for women's equality hit a milestone this year. For the first time, the country saw female athletes play in a professional league of its most popular sport, soccer. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia has this story from the sidelines.
The women's soccer team Pumas plays in a lush field at the bottom of a quarry, and 800 people are here on this day to watch Pumas play against the out-of-town visitors, Monarchs.
Oy.
Just off the field, one independent journalist is capturing the game on her cell phone and broadcasting it over the internet.
Yeah, my name is Olga Trujillo.
Trujillo runs a website called Diosas Olímpicas, or in English, Olympic Goddesses. She says she started it because she didn't see women's sports getting the attention they deserve. For example, through live broadcasts.
I started to make the online because people asked me to do it because, you know, they don't have transmissions.
Trujillo herself grew up playing basketball, but her mother expected her to stay home, mopping floors and cooking for her brothers. So playing sports was like an act of rebellion. She says she would hide her gym clothes near the front door so her mother wouldn't see them.
Just quickly, I say, okay, Ma, I have to go to school because it's so late. So she didn't sell me when I went out, and then I pulled my backpack and I went like with everything.
Trujillo grew up to become a reporter at a major newspaper covering men's soccer. She says her biggest accomplishment was getting her editors to publish a profile she wrote about an exceptionally promising soccer player who was a 13-year-old girl.
I remember I wrote the story and they gave me 2 pages. For me, it was like, wow.
Eventually, Trujillo quit her job, had a couple of kids, and started her website, which doesn't earn her any money, at least for now. As she's webcasting the Pumas versus Monarchs game, one of her internet followers asks her why they're playing on a practice field instead of the stadium where the men's team plays. About that. Conditions for female athletes have come a long way, but are still not the same as they are for the men.
Yeah, and my time, there were all kinds of myths about women participating in rough sports.
Andre Radabaugh was a Mexican soccer star in the 1990s. She now coaches for the professional women's team from Tijuana.
If we controlled the ball with our chest, we would get breast cancer. If we ran too hard or too intense, we would become infertile. You know, in Germany until 1971, they justified women not playing because kicking was not proper for women. Women should not be kicking.
Back then, Radabaugh says, she had to fight for the right to play. Now, she says, players are fighting so they can make a living from the sport. The first half of the first season wrapped up this weekend, and the official statistics are promising. The best attended game attracted almost 25,000 fans, and the most popular team in the league averaged almost 8,000 fans per game. Pretty soon, some of the games will be broadcast on cable television. Rikla Rajunov plays defense for Pumas. She's 18 and she has her own measure for the league's success.
Because all the girls in the country that doesn't have a place to play soccer, now they have like a goal to get.
But Rajunov says she would like to see her team get the same attention as the men's.
In television, newspapers, everything.
Uy, qué golazo! Golazo, golazo.
On the sidelines of the Pumas versus Monarchs match, Trujillo narrates and comments on every goal.
Escuchen el gol ya, 5:22 minuto.
Sometimes Trujillo thinks about the story she wrote about that 13-year-old prodigy. Well, that girl, her name is Charlyn Corral, went on to play college soccer in Indiana and now plays professionally in Spain.
I feel like I did a success thing also. I think like I am part of the story because Charlyn Corral represents what I would like that many girls should represent to others.
Trujillo says that's the kind of example she wants for her own daughter. And she says that's why she'll be there on the sidelines when the second half of the season begins next year. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.
3-0, señoras, señores. Vamos al rato conferencia de prensa. Hasta luego.